Okay, today's daf is daf Chav Zayin. The Bizalcha to be pure. And then like a burn that is coming. And we're up to...
Look, the Heilige Mishnah.
Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Arba Esrei Seudot. Hayav Adam Lechol B'Sukkah. A person is mechuyev to eat 14 meals in his sukkah. Each single day has to eat achat b'yom, achat b'layla for all 7 days of sukkah. Chachamim Omerim. Ein l'davar kitzvah. You don't feel like eating. You don't have to eat. You eat as much as you want to eat. There's only one thing that you have to make sure you're doing the sukkah. And that's b'yukut m'leila yom tov v'shot shachag b'yomad. The first night of sukkahs, we're going to see how we know this. The first night of sukkahs, you're mechuyev to eat in your sukkah. V'yod amar, Rabbi Eliezer, mi shelo achal, leile yom tov harishon, yashlim leile yom tov acharon shachar. If you didn't eat that first night, you could even make up for it on the night or day, perhaps, let's see what this day is, of Shmini Atzeres. No, you don't need your sukkah Shmini Atzeres. Gemara will ask, what's going on over here? How exactly would you be able to make up outside of a sukkah for something you're supposed to eat in a sukkah? There's no way to make up for what you lost. Once you mess up, this is the Rambam's avon, don't forget. You can't fix that anymore. You can't pay back something that doesn't allow for tashlumim. My time at the Rabbi Eliezer, where does Rabbi Eliezer get the idea that you're actually mechuyev to eat in your sukkah? Maybe you don't have to eat. If you want to eat, you can eat in your sukkah, but you have to eat. I don't feel like eating. I'm on a diet. What's the problem? It says Rebbe Eliezer, because it says in the Torah, Teshvu. Teshvu is kein tadur, we already saw. Which means that just like in your own dirah, b'chat b'yom, b'chat b'layla, people know you have to have a suda at night and a suda in the day. So too in your sukkah, b'chat b'yom, b'chat b'layla. Whereas the Rabbanan said the contrary. Is it the whole point of that pasuk? Is that ein ones? There's no coercion to eat in your home. I have to eat in your home. Kedirah? Madirai ba yachid ba'y lalachid. Just like in your own home, if you feel like being on a diet, you can be on a diet. Who's mechayev you to eat? So too, afsukanami ibayachil ibayloachil. Who's told you you have to eat? So wait a second. If that's the case, why does the rabbanan say the first night you must eat? Iachil afil leila yom tov rishon nami. Omar Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yehotzadak. It's a gzeirah shava. Ne'emar kan chamishasa. It says when it comes to the dinim of sukkahs, it says to eat on the 15th of the chodesh Hashvi'i. On the other hand, it also says when it comes to chag hamatzot. It also says chamishasa. So just like on Pesach, all of the other days of Pesach, the 7 days of Pesach, we know that we learn out from the Dovra Yatzim and Aklal, and so on. So here too, the just like the seventh day is not a chova, because the one pasuk lists all of the days, Ad V'yom Chad V'Esrim L'Chodesh, the other one says it's only 6 days, it's supposed to be 7 days, Shisha Yomi. So we learn out from there, the Shivas Yomi Tochal Matzot is supposed to Sheshet Yomi Tochal Matzot, but Yom HaShvi Atzeret, that just like the Torah is telling you the last day is clearly not a Chiyiv, we learn out all of the days aren't a Chiyiv. How do we know Laila HaRishon is Chayva? Because the Torah goes out of its way, as we'll see to tell you, Be'erov Tochlu Matzot. So if that's the case, just like Mala Halam, Laila HaRishon Chova, Mikan Ve'elech Rishut, so just like when it comes to Pesach, if I don't feel like eating, I don't have to eat. But I can't do without eating Matzah to Seder, I have to eat. So too, Laila HaRishon Chova by Sukkah, and mikan ve'elech reshut. And how do we know that there's a chiyuv to eat matzah in terms of the Laila Rishon? Maybe just the din in matzah to marim tochlu. I mean, it's a din in korban pesach. Who says chiyuv to eat matzah at night? Yes, because or makro be'erev tochlu matzot. Hakatuv kav'o chova. The Torah is mechayev you bedavka to go out of your way to eat matzot. You can't say I'm not hungry. It's even if you're not eating the korban pesach. It's clearly a din and feel in terms of the fact that only kosher to the korban. That's the case here too. You must eat in your sukkah that first night. And exactly the same way. This is brought out loch. Exactly the same way you have to eat your matzah with all the hakoda of the shir of the kezayis. It has to be b'chayachilis paratz. It has to be before chatzos. So too in your sukkah you have to eat exactly the same way. That first kezayis it can be matzik. The same way you would see eating in your seder. Yerushalmi asks you should be mechuyev to eat matzah enough. I had my matzahs ready. and not only that, the stones of spirit in Yerushalmi, you should have to eat the dafka, should be the teavon, all of the dinner of the matzah, because only before, and so on and so forth. Okay, that already we'll get into later, but we actually pass in that. Rama brings that these dinner would have to be achilas and so on. And
that's why we wait more for.
To make sure that it's the man of the field.
Yeah.
You mean, you have to try your best to make sure, of course. This is an actual chiyuv.
But
once you have to eat, then you have to eat in the sukkah.
In the sukkah, you have to eat. But why do you have to say like?
Because if I eat, I have to eat in sukkah. But if the Torah is b'chayiv me to eat, then obviously I have to eat in my sukkah.
The emphasis on the eating
The Yod, Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said you need 14 sudas in your sukkah. And then he turns around in the end and he says, but you can make up, there's two ways of understanding this question. One way is, he says, you can make up for missing the first night on Shemini. What do you mean the first night? I thought you just said I have to eat 14 times. What are you telling me? You make up for the flight. You miss Lael Rishon. What Lael Rishon? Is that special about Lael Rishon according to him? Every night. Every day. So why all of a sudden they switch tunes? That's how the Miri understands the question. Rashi understands the question. If you said 14 sudas, you have to eat in your sukkah. Kua sukkah. How can you be yotzei a suda outside of your sukkah to make up for a sukkah? Suda needs to be in your sukkah. Does it make sense? So what is the meaning of the Mishnah? Amar Rabbi Eliezer, ארבעה עשרה סעודות חייב אדם לאכול בסוכה אחת ביום אחד בלילה. אמר בירו אמר בני חזר בו רבי אליעזר. He had charota. Apparently now agrees, says Rashi, now agrees with the Chachamim. But you only need Leil Rishon. Others have different ways of learning this. Not that he was chayzer for the Iker Din that you need 14 Seudot. He was chayzer for the Din that 14 Seudot are Din in the Sukkah. In which case, what we're talking about over here is Hashlama. So, for the Din Vachil. Others learn Chazarbo means Chazarbo mi Leikuva. But he's made it with a Chil, it has to be in the Sukkah. But if you don't, you don't.
I understand the Namora, it says in the Chazar, but during the time put together, put in an halacha that he was ready.
Why not? We do it all the time.
Misha?
Sure. We'd have to bring the old Mishnayos to the structures. You could see the way in which it developed, and you can trace where a halach was set. The Mishnah speaks us out in Idyas. Why are we masking these things? If we mask these things, maybe you'll hear this, and you have to know who said it, and it was a Das Yochid, and so on and so forth. So it's a derech of Rebbe. The Mishnah itself is conveying that. So apparently, okay, there's no longer hakpar on 14 days in the Sukkah, which should be Rishon Limudah. I think that what you're referring to is the question of whether there's a mitzvah you meet on the Achila Matzah on the other day is the Grashita. I mean, not exactly the way you're asking it. Where it is asked, it's asked. Why, if that's the case, do we make a bracha when we eat in the sukkah, and why we don't make a bracha when we eat in the matzah? We eat matzah on other days according to that shita. That is asked. And the answer that's given to that is that Bishleim in the matzah be'etzem you could do without eating matzah the entire time. But the sukkah is b'chayiv you in any behavior that you're going to be. Okay, what are you going to say? You're not going to sleep. You're not going to eat for 7 days. Anything that you eat, you're going to have to eat there. Anything that you sleep, you have to eat there. So in Mela, we're mevorech, so we're miyachid the bracha on the achila. But in Okinami, it's not specifically a din in the achila.
Well, that's the focus on achila and
adira. It is, but the only thing we can learn out from Tesvov is we do make a bracha on adira, of course. It's a mistake, yes. It's a mistake. People think you make a bracha on achila. It's not true. If you're going to eat there, you make the bracha on the achila because that's a sign of the Iker Kviyas. But if you're not going to eat in the sukkah, and you walk into the sukkah stand, you sit down, you make a bracha on the yeshiva in the sukkah. Maybe learning, say you're able to learn outside better. I mean, it's like more later on. But whatever you're going to be doing in the sukkah, that's mechayev your sukkah. You say a bracha on the sukkah. It's not only that. It's just the minig. Not everybody has this minig either. But among the Ashkenazim, that's the way that if you're already going to eat, so in Mela, we put off the bracha for the achila because that bracha should be chal on the whole thing. But it's certainly not, we're not mevorech on yeshiva.
We can tell a hostess?
With the mostess. If she brings it out.
She feels the need to bring something.
If she feels that need. Of course.
Bring it in.
You make sure she knows she's the hostess with the mostess and that she's going to feel that need. It's all a question of how it's presented. That's right. You better start putting on your. So many people want to share their sukkahs with the Daf Yomi. You better start putting in your bids. So many people. Do I hear one? We hear one. There we go. That's the one. I know. Yeah, you got to tell us which day. Oh, all right. So let us know quickly. Yeah. So Abba Josh built an entire sukkah for hundreds of people, and then some people said that Tzelem HaRov wouldn't sit in it. So I'm not going to go to that sukkah. Don't even bother. Good. Mash. Now, Rabbi Eliezer says you're mashlim. How exactly could you be mashlim? This remains a machlokas. It was even according to Rashi, Rabbi Eliezer had charota. There's a new machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the din of achila and yisukah is similar to korbanos, and just like there's a tashlumin for a korban that you missed, your chagiga, you can be mashlim on Shemini Atzeres. You can be mashlim your seuda as if it were a korban on Shemini Atzeres. That's Rashi's approach to hashlama. How exactly are you mashlim? I mean, you can't be mashlim it by eating a meal on Shemini Atzeres, because then that meal would be the yontif of Shemini Atzeres' meal. So what way are you making up for something that you missed? for mashlim b'mayim. Ilei leberifta, you can eat a meal with bread. Suda do you make a ofel? I mean, that would be seen as the suda of the day. Why is that the suda of the sukkahs that you miss? Now, obviously, we could have answered that you finish your suda and you eat an additional suda. Okay, inochinami. The question is, do I have to do that? You can be mashlim using various what do you call the targimah, hors d'oeuvres, but dafka with mizonos? No. Okay, so basically with hors d'oeuvres. No, with hors d'oeuvres. It's a question actually. That's so posh, because Rashi says bevina targimah would include perot. Problem is, if perot are potter from a sukkah, how can you be mashlim a sukkah? Would it be chayvus with perot? Which toys was tires? It couldn't mean regular hors d'oeuvres. Well, you'd have to specify. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, he brings raya's. Okay. But by the way, so is this a raya? Since this is the hashlama of the suda of sukkahs, is this a raya that you could be mashlim also your suda shlishit of Shabbat with minit adima? It's no raya. It's what Tosfos points out. Because the din of suda shlishit of Shabbos is learned from the additional words of hayom by the man, and the man had a din of pots, and the male could be a din of pots. You can bring a raya from here. Masha inkain over here, we're just trying to be mashlim, but it's something that's b'chayiv you with the sukkah. That which is b'chayiv you, yeshivas. Achila b'sukkah, so that's what you have to do over here. Which is also not so pashut, I must tell you. Because the first suda that you missed, we're learning out from matzah. So then that would be a kviyas. Medaf?
We
have to have our basal suda, so that's... No, we're on sukkah, it's not. So if you would use minit agima, in fact, it would have been yotza. Sholal apotropos shel Agrippas ha-melechas would be liyazah. Agrippas is ha-melech, had a butler who was in charge of the whole royal household, so he asked Rabbi Eliezer, "Kigon ani she'ini ragile chol elas u'da achad bayom." Look, I mean, I'm a busy man. I don't sit down and eat twice a day. So do I have to, you're saying I have to eat one time a night, one time a day? I mean, if I do that with my job, man, I'm going to wait. Don't even ask me, I'm going to wait at the end of the suda. So, Marshal Chasudah Chatve Pater. So that's my Teshu Kentadur. I like to live like that. So, is that good enough for me? Marlo, let me ask you something, buddy. I'll bet you during the day you managed to fit in a couple of snacks for your own covet. little ice cream cone of hair, little piece of Danish ayin. It adds up, as I've noticed. So, you can't manage an extra ice cream cone for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's covered at night. I'm sure you'll manage just fine. But again, so you see that he holds you could be marshaling your chiva b'suda indeed with mini tagima. That's saying you can use your ice cream cone at the night too. Of course, you would need a few cones in order to be yotze. It has to be alamichya. I mean, I don't know if the ice cream is whether the ice cream becomes a hefsek. Can you eat really enough of the mezainis of an ice cream cone, but don't get after this process? You'd have to eat an awful lot of ice cream cone very quickly. No wonder.
Okay. Viochalo.
Same meal. Viochalo has to be pekachim as pras. Viochalo. Another question the butler asked. Look, I got a girl in every port. Achat pitzveria, achat pitzipori. I mean, you know, business calls me in different locations. So obviously I have to carry on my family duties in both locations. I got a sukkah in Tveria, a sukkah tzipori, a shishtei sukkot. Achat pitzveria, achat pitzipori. During the holiday, Richie goes to a lot. Well, you got at least he's getting closer. Marosh et sei misukale sukave pater. Panea's not here. He would give us a whole discussion from his neighbor. So could I spend a couple days in my tzipori sukkah and then move on to my tveria sukkah? Amalolo. Speaking of what's the question? What do you think you are, Richie? You're going to go to Eilat, and then you're going to come back to Yerushalayim. You won't be out in either place. Shani Omer, my shita is kol hayotzei misukah lesukah bitel mitzvata shorishona. You're not only you're not yotze in the new sukkah, you canceled out all the mitzvahs you did in the old sukkah. Woo. This is a tough shita. No sukkah happening. No sukkahing, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, ain yotzin mi sukkah lesukah. You cannot go out of one sukkah to another sukkah. Well, let's wait to hear his also. The ain osim sukkah b'chol ha-shamoyed. You can't make a sukkah in the middle of chol ha-moyed, not because of binyan. Even if you got the type of sukkah would be butter to make during chol ha-moyed, that's not a kosher sukkah, because the sukkah has to be made for the entire chag by definition. We saw it in the sheet earlier in the similar sugya. At least it has to be ruya l'shiva. He holds it has to mamish be made l'shiva. So this is like the ultimate chiyuv. V'chachamim omrim yotzim misukah l'sukkah. It's okay. V'yotzim sukkah b'chol ha-shamoyed. Now, the Rebbe Eliezer agrees. V'shavim she'im nafla she'chozeru bonat b'chol ha-shamoyed. If the sukkah collapsed, You can rebuild it during Chol HaMoed and be yotze with that sukkah. My time in the Rebbe Eliezer, where does he get the idea that the sukkah has to be? Your sukkah has to be the whole sukkah? Or makro chag asukot ta'aselok shiv'at yamim. Or it's a pshat shiv'at yamim. So the ta'aselacha shiv'at yamim means that it's got to be made for shiv'at yamim. Asei sukkah, aruya l'shiva. So now if you're going to leave your sukkah in the middle, you didn't make a sukkah to shiva? Where's Rabbonin? Hochiko marachmana. Hasei sukkah b'chag. Understand, all it says is, make a sukkah during the shivat yamim. Where does it make a single sukkah? For all the shivat yamim. V'shavim, she'in nafla shechazero boneota b'chola shomoed. Everybody's made that it would be okay to rebuild the cholamoed and use it. Pshita, isn't that obvious? No, it's not pshita. Because ma'da tema ayachrita yivele l'shiva. I might have thought, what do you mean? You rebuild a sukkah? There's a different sukkah? Why is that sukkah? Therefore, kamash malan, that you would be yotze in any event. Is this so poshut? Not so poshut at all, actually. It's a famous maisa. A fairly recent maisa with the Netziv had to give a psak based on this gemara. Very interesting. The shiloh was like this. There were two shutvim that had inherited, purchased a large lot. There were an existing two homes on the lot. One of the homes was large and one of the homes was smaller. And they had made an agreement that in return for the share that one of the shutvim had put in, that so long as the original home would survive, it was quite an old home, that he could use that home. And it would, even though it was standing on a larger piece of the lot, but with the understanding that when that home was no longer usable and it needed to be replaced, that the replacement would sit on only half the lot and it would be moved over so that he wouldn't be taking over the other guy's piece. Right. Anyway, about 5 years later, indeed the home is no longer usable, the foundations have rotted out. So the guy goes and replaces the foundations, takes apart the house, replaces the foundations, and puts the house up on top of the old foundations. So he says, it's the same house, all I did was take it apart, replace the foundation, same house. And my raya is this Gemara. The Gemara says that the sukkah collapsed, and you rebuild it, it's the same sukkah, leave it to Rabbi Eliezer. Then go get to the house, collapse, I rebuild it, I stand. Our agreement only was that the house needs to be replaced. This is what Daf Yomi does for people,
Amen.
And Tziv Paskin against him. And he said that this Gemara is irrelevant to the issue. Because what Rebbe Eliezer is saying is not that it has to be the same sukkah. How could it be the same sukkah if it collapsed? It's din specifically in the... As a matter of fact, sometime from Rashi to Mashmautis, it doesn't have to be the same wood. The point over here is not that it's the same, but rather that the sukkah that is built so that it should be your sukkah for Yanta. In fact, if I replace it as the sukkah that I built for Yanta because it had collapsed, it's not as if I'm setting out to build another sukkah. I'm building that sukkah. The shame of a sukkah is not the piece of wood, it's the fact that this is going to be my sukkah. So fine, that was my kavana. If something happens to it and I replace it, it's not as if I'm going out, now let me build another sukkah. So there it's a question of how I relate to the idea of sukkah shiva. It's not in pieces of wood. Mashenkin over here was, obviously it's ponim chadoshas polaka. It's a completely different house. When you're telling me you use the same wood.
They came to Jerusalem and they took
it. There was a petition very early on granted by the to the Yole Regel that we not paskin like Rebbe Eliezer. And we accepted that petition, so they ended up without any problems. It's a good thing. So now, Monel, from Ad Tema, Rita Kamashmala, Tanya Rebbe Eliezer Omer. You take somebody else's lulav and biyotze. No, it says lecho. So therefore, it's lechem. Tichtiv lakatem lechem biyom arishon priyet zadar kaput barim mishalechem. Kach in adam yotze yedecho vato besukato shechaviro. Shene tichtiv chakat zchot tase lecha shivat yamim mishalcha. So how do you think you walk into somebody's sukkah and biyotze? How can biyotze somebody's sukkah? It's not your sukkah.
What's that?
My sukkah? Very cute. That's the question. Would it even help? Because shutfim is also not kosher. Two shutfim by a lulav. They can't be yotze. He has to give you his chelek in the lulav. So you have to give you, it would be like a matana. It would be like a matana. Tosus talks out also. Tosus shita is that the shutafut of you wouldn't be yotze. You have to be, everybody would have to own it. Rashi apparently doesn't agree, as we'll see in a minute. Well, so everybody has to have endas to give it to everybody else, about Tana. V'chachamim omri, afalpi, sh'omru in adam yotzei yedechavato b'yom tavarisha b'lulav o'shal chavero. It's true that you can't use someone else's lulav, avo yotzei yedechavato b'sukato shal chavero. Why? Tiftiv kol ezrach b'Yisrael yeshvu b'sukot. Malami sh'kol Yisrael ru'yim le'shev b'sukachat. See, for me, everybody could sit in the same sukkah. So Rashi says, if everybody sits in the same sukkah, they couldn't possibly all own that sukkah, because it wouldn't come out to a shavar pruta for each person. So therefore, there would be no ownership. Tosfos says, why does he have to say that? That's irrelevant. Even if they all owned it, it would be Sukkos HaShutvim. And a Sukkos HaShutvim wouldn't supply the requirements of Tasa Lecha. Therefore, it's a facto raya, Kol Yisrael Ru'uyim. Aye, the Shaila is, so then how would you be able to have your family in the sukkah? Each person would require a separate sukkah. For each child, you need a sukkah. You can install a walkie-talkie, I suppose. That's usable. It's no din in Isha Beso. Where does it say Isha Beso? So everybody.
Nobody mentions that
with the Zechel of Kavod,
everybody was under it anyway, so they were all
Mishpachim. So Tazza says, well, obviously, Teshvoke Aim Taduru defines what the norm of the Chi of the Sukkah is. That's if the norm is to eat together, I eat together with these people. Okay, so that's the way I would eat to the Sukkahs. That doesn't change. But once that's defined, it's not a Shailis. Who owns? So I have to have ownership in it. It, by the way, the comparison that you just made to Hanukkah is a very relevant thing. The dinim of Hanukkah are actually based fundamentally on Sukkot. Hanukkah is an expression of Sukkot. That's why the number of Neiris, how the number of days, how we go down. A lot of issues. And of course, the main point, some other time. Right. Next. So, Sabajash is looking at that watch, gentlemen. And he's taking up for all those guys in Joburg. It's good they have a representative over here. By the way, guys, Yisrael is starting already on the day after Yom Kippur, so he's going to be taken up for you. Yeah, Yisrael moved you. Rabbanan, I look at my darshi. The Rabbanan say, what is the point of lecha on Chag HaSukkot that you can't steal a sukkah? Av shu'ula, you can borrow a sukkah because it's all right. It's called Ezrach Yisrael. So everybody asks. Again, this is a question Tosfos asked earlier. What do we ever need a raya about the gezula if we know it would be a mitzvah bo ba'avera? There are dozens of terutzim that have been said. The most brilliant and most marvelous is the Minchas Chinuch. Absolutely stunning. Just stunning. He says like this. The din of mitzvah bo ba'avera simply means that you cannot be yotze the mitzvah if you're coming through an avera, correct? Fine. So now it's sukkahs. I steal a sukkah and I sit in a sukkah. I'm not yotze the chiyav of sukkah, correct? Was I over on eating outside of a sukkah? No. I ate in a sukkah. I'm just not yotze. But if sukkah gezula is a puzzle sukkah, I ate outside of the sukkah. That's a completely different halacha. That's fantastic. But only because it's more than a mitzvah bo ba'avera. Because it's a sukkah psua. Therefore, I need a raya. I need a pasuk to tell me lacha, not a gezula. It's not shelcha. If it was only possible because of mitzvah bo ba'avera, it's not a din that it's possible. It's just I can't be yotzei my mitzvah. But on the other hand, I didn't eat outside of the sukkah. What defines a sukkah gezula bechlal is an issue. Let's talk about the land that the sukkah is on. Is it the eitzim? Can you still land? You can't really still land. Karkain and exelet.
That's more common than the actual taking of the
actually it is, yes. There's one in the Rova. There's a famous sukkah gezula on the stairways up to the run by Chabad. You know what I mean? Yeah, to take it away from Rosh Hashanah, and they have everybody make a brocha on this stolen... they claim they have Rosh Hashanah. That's what I've been told. No, but Karkai didn't excel it, so wouldn't. But okay, but there's a sukkah we'll see later on. Right. So now, according to Rabbi Eliezer, what's the meaning of Kol Ezrach Yisrael Yochol? I mean, if it isn't to tell me that Kol Yisrael Chayom Yilachol B'Sukkah, so then what's the Chiddush of Kol Ezrach? I mean, I should hope so. Who else is going to be Chayom? Chilak and Bilik. I mean, obviously Kol Ezrach Yisrael. My Ovid, like, what is that used for? Miboy, like, Leger Shnit Gayer Benatayim, V'Katan Shnit Gadel Benatayim. Suppose a ger becomes a ger during sukkahs. So now he wants to build his sukkah. He comes to Reb Eliezer. If it wouldn't be for this pasuk, Reb Eliezer says, I'm sorry, it's too late. You'll have to wait till the next sukkahs. Because now it's already, you're going to build a sukkah, it's not a sukkah Ruyi Lashiva. Because you were a guy on the first day of sukkahs. Same thing will happen to a cotton who becomes bar mitzvah in the middle of sukkahs. I'm sorry, Mr. Cotton, but now Mr. Goodle, can't be Yitzah. Comes along the Torah to tell me that nonetheless, since this is the onset of your chiyuv, for you, it's okay to build a sukkah in the middle of Yom Tov. The Rabbanan, of course, the Rabbanan say, I don't need a pasuk for that. Because Kima Jamra Osim Sukkah B'Cholot Shamoed Lo Yitzchro. They hold anybody can make a sukkah starting for the middle of Cholot Moed. What's the problem? He's no worse off than anybody else. Tana Rabbanan. Maaseh B'Rabbi Eloi Shalach Lagbil P'nei Rabbi Eliezer Rabbo B'Lud B'Regel. Rabbi Eloi made the mistake of giving a cover to his Rebbe who was in Lud. He went to visit him. Of course, Rabbi Eliezer does not hold your Yitzchro Mitzvah Sukkah when you're outside of your own sukkah. So he comes to visit Rabbi Eliezer, who opens the door and says to him, Eloi, in chamishof de'arega? I see you don't hold the sukkahs. Shaya Rabbi Eliezer on there, Mishabeach ani et atzlanim. I hold that lazy people are in good shape for sukkahs. She'en yotzimi, but they embaregel. They don't leave their homes during the yontif b'chlal. Aye, their kavana is because they're too lazy to leave their homes. Good, oh, you're right, but on the yontif it works out well. The Torah says you're supposed to be happy, you and your home. How can you be happy? Your home wandering around, what a tilim, driving, what that's called, v'samachta, tovetecha. The Torah tells you how to be happy. Next you're going to say, I'm happy not eating meat. Es the Gemara of Amr of Yitzchak, minayin shechayav adam la'akbil p'nei rabo b'regel. Shinema madua at olechet elav ayom lo chodesh v'lo shabbat, mechlal de b'chodesh v'shabbat b'chayvin ishlak b'lei api rapi. How do you explain the fact? Here, Rabbi Eliezer is not even talking about sukkahs. Rabbi Eliezer is saying, b'shevta regel, you're supposed to stay at home during yontif and not wander around. Forget about the question whether you be yotze the sukkah. All right, you won't be yotze the sukkah. But you're not even someone's b'chabit yontif. He's telling him you're not m'shevta regel. So how do you explain the fact that you're m'chuyev to go and say good yontif to your Rebbe? Lokash, hadel v'zivasi v'yumi, hadel v'loasi v'yumi. You could go and say good yontif for a day trip. But if you can't do it for a day trip, then it's better not to go. Lamaisa, the riot for the pasuk is strange. The Gemara says, let's bring a riot that chayav akel p'nei rabbi b'regel, and then instead of bringing a riot about yontif, it brings a riot from the shashun amid where her husband yells at her, where are you going? It's not Shabbos, it's not Rosh Chodesh. I mean, he didn't say it's not yontif. And the mashmaut is that you're chayav to go dafka for Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh. Some say that it needs the Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh prior to the yontif, because that's when they would make the kala. We see from later generations that there clearly was an Indian to draw everybody together before that shloshim yomim, and so on. So that's what it's referring to. It's not the time to go. Maybe it's close to yontif. But it's clear from the Zohar. The Zohar says that it means literally on Rosh Chodesh as an inyan to visit. Some shita say that Shabbos, obviously, since it has to be b'tocha tchum, so only if the Rebbe lives in the same city. Rosh Chodesh would be even further. There's no issur of tchumim. But yontif, you would have to arrange to actually have a place to be for yontif and to be near the Rav. Lo yadur. Lo yadur. Depends. It says one is if he listens to him, one is if he doesn't listen. Yes, it says it's interesting. We see from the pasuk. It's brought la'alacha. This is true on everybody, not only on the men. Yeah. Yeah.
He says the Rambam doesn't bring it to Allah.
That's the end. for the if that's how you learn over there, that they went to the drosha, and that was the mitzvah, not another mitzvah.
But if it is, then why did you choose
because you were already at your home for yontif. What are you coming in the middle of yontif? You were already doing that. What are you doing this? If you can come back in the same day. Tana Rabbana Maisa Rabbi Eliezer Shishavat Begalila Yon Besukatoshi Yochanan Berabbi Eloi Bikisari. Some say Bikisarion. Here Barnea will help us in understanding how Kisari could be in the Galil. Speak up. There we go. No, he can't speak. He's a bit of davening. The panyas. Yeah. Fine. In any event, this doesn't make any sense because what was Rabbi Eliezer doing to somebody else's sukkah? That the Gemara will ask later. But this is how could he be in somebody else's sukkah? If he involves himself, you can't go to somebody else's sukkah. This is astounding. In any event, he's in Yochanan Rabbi Eloi's sukkah. You understand that after Yochanan Rabbi Eloi's father was blasted for going to visit him, he had to come out already come visit his son. Rabbi Eloi gave up, but his son, Mamela. So anyway, he was visiting him. He giach amal sukkah, so the sun was rising, and it reached the sukkah. Amal omau tefros alea sadin. So Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Loi asked Rabbi Eliezer, is it okay if I put a sheet over the sukkah wall that the sun shouldn't come through? Because I don't want you to get uncomfortable. Amalo, he told him, I'll tell you. Ein l'chokot shevet v'shevet mi'Yisrael, shalo e'amid mimenu shofet. You know? There's not a single shevet in Yisrael that didn't have its own shofet. Now this is not so posh because we don't know how that works out. We can account for most of them. And as Rashi says, he does not account for all of them, but you have Yoshua from Ephraim, Ehud from Binyamin, Gidon from Manasseh, which takes care of the Bnei Rachel. Then you have Shimshon from Dan, Barak from Naphtali, that takes care of Bilah. Then you have Ivtsan Boaz from Yehuda. You have Eli. Eli was from Levi. Tula was from Yisachar. Elon, obviously from Zvulun, since that was his name. Elon Azvuloni. But as far as the others, he says, I don't really know where Reuven, Shimon, Gad, and Asher end up having Shoftim. He also says he doesn't know where Yiftach, Shamgar, Yair, and Avdon and Peniel were from. But the Maisa, that is traced in others form, but it doesn't account for all of Reuven, Shimon, etc., etc. In Mashma, there's also a Yalkut on this, that there were other Shoftim that are not mentioned in Sefer Shoftim, and that he's telling you that the Elamaisa, all of the Shvatim were covered.
I'm not talking about
Chelek, we're talking about Shoftim.
I understand.
Yeah. No. Okay. Meanwhile, he didn't get quite an answer from this. I'm sure he was scratching his head trying to figure out, does that mean yes or no? Anyway, he gya chamala chatzi asuka. At this point, he was already halfway up. Amala, could I or could I not put up a sheet? Oh, he said, Ein lecho kol shevet v'shevet miyisor shlo yotze mimeno neviim. You should know, forget about Shoftim. Every Shevet had a Navi. And even though you can't find like Yehuda ben Yamin, but they at least had Malachim al pi neviim. Boy, now he's really scratching. At this point, the sun had already reached Reb Eliezer's feet. Now he's getting concerned. He's going to drive Reb Eliezer out of his sukkah. It's going to be boiling here in a minute. So he goes ahead. Natal Yochanan Sadin. He takes his sheet. He goes and he spreads it over the sukkah. Reb Eliezer puts his talis behind him and walks out. Oh, the characters. Lo mipnei shifli go bedvarim. I mean, I hope you don't think he's avoiding the question. As Rashi said before, this is a question, how do you read those words? Meaning, lo mipnei shifli, it's not as if he was just putting him off and didn't want to teach him Torah or didn't know the answer and so on. Ela mipnei shalom amar damar shalom shamay mipi rabba lolam. As we know from the Gemara earlier, he never said anything that he hadn't heard from his Rebbe in this particular case. He had never heard from his Rebbe. Frek the Gemara. What was Reb Eliezer doing in somebody else's sukkah? Oh, I'm Reb Eliezer. Ain't you see me sukkah la sukkah? Who said it was sukkahs? Hey, who said it was sukkahs? What do you mean? He was sitting in a sukkah. Sure, sitting in a sukkah, but who said it was sukkahs? So. It was Yontif. You're allowed to put up a mechitza, Yontif. Regular Haravoy. It was a different holiday. He just happened to be sitting in the sukkah.
As we do here.
Yes. What was Reb Eliezer doing out of his home? Rome Reb Eliezer Meshabeach Ani et Atzlanim? She'en Yotzim about the Amberega? I thought he's not supposed to be leaving his own during Yontif. You're right. It wasn't another holiday. It was Shabbos. Shabbos. So he was visiting for Shabbos, sitting in a sukkah, because it was cool weather, it was nice, and they were sitting outside. But why doesn't Reb Eliezer bring a raya from his own sugya? We have the famous sugya of Kakachalon. Tim Shalom Yididei. Titran. Reb Eliezer Omer. Reb Eliezer holds, in the case of the question that we had over there, was whether you're allowed to use a movable shade and put it over a window, where it's not on the window now. I have to lift it and put it into the place where the window in those days was a hole in the wall. Can I seal the hole with a pekak? So Reb Eliezer there says, only if the pekak is kashur and talui, now ready to be put into place, then pokekimbo, vimlav ain't pokekimbo, because that's called hoysafa on an oihel. So Memela, he should have told him the same thing. The Chachomim say benkach or benkach pokekimbo. So why didn't he say to him clearly, no, you can't put up the sadin because you didn't have it ready. It wasn't on wires to just put into place. So it would be now an oil.
That's why I can't put it in the mosquito nets and cap it on Shabbos.
The pokekin chalon. Yeah, because you over there you don't have it. I mean, we discussed that. That's the shaila, whether that's called the Chachomim hold. Those things, the problem with those things are, the reason we remark it is because since you put them in, when you put them in, you close the thing, they're basically in there permanent, not meant to come in and come out every time that you use it. But anything on me, if it was just like a loose thing, it would be no problem. So he held, maybe it's not the same. I don't want to tell him, kakachalon. Because over there it's different. Over there he's being mavatalit, because he's putting it there and it sort of stays there. So that's like the case of real building. But over here, a sheet, I mean, a sheet isn't meant to stay there. It's clearly, he's not going to leave the sheet up. So it's not permanently in place. Maybe it's mutter. I don't want to tell him it's mutter, because I didn't hear from my Rebbe that it's mutter. And so mamela, I should walk out. If I stay there, people will say that it was done with my agreement. I can't say that.
And he didn't say, I don't know.
He did know. He didn't know what his Rebbe knew. I can't tell you not to do it. Maybe he held it was mutter.
No, but he couldn't say it.
He couldn't say it. We'll see. There's a whole big shebang on tomorrow's daf. which discusses this issue of what is that supposed to mean. By the way, there's tremendous theories to this whole thing. There's a whole Bryce in Avisar of Nassim that speaks about a case where Eliezer is Bechadish Dover, Dvarim Shalosh Shana, Ozen, Meoilam, all of them in the Ramah Mipano. It's like a whole piece on that. I mean, you can't get a bigger steer than that. Shalosh Shana, Ozen, Meoilam. On the one hand, he's like Mr. Bechadish, and on the other hand, he won't say anything that he, how is that supposed to, how does that add up, Bechlal?
How can the Rebbe twice in Masechet Sukkah?
There you go. All right, so that was Rebbe Eliezer. I'm Rabbi Yisrael Sudot Chayavet. I'm going to call the Sukkah Chat Miyom Chat Palayla Vachacham Umarim Men Adavar Kitzva. Chutz Meilei Yom Tov Rishon Shachak Bilvad. Oh, Amar Rebbe Eliezer Mishlo Achal Leil Yom Tov Rishon Yeshlim Leil Yom Tov Acharon Shachak. Vachachamim Umarim Ein Adavar Tashlumim. Ve'alzayn Emar Meuvat Lo Yuchal Itkon Ve'Chisron Lo Yuchal Imanot. My time, the Rebbe Eliezer, Teshu came to do it. Ma dira achat v'yom achat b'layla v'sukah achat v'yom achat b'layla v'rabonan. On the contrary, k'dira. Ma dira ibay le'achal, ibay lo'achil, y'av sukanami, ibay achil, ibay lo'achil. See, Yochi, where the Rabbanan get laid on the vision is different. Am Rav Yochi B'shem Rishim M'miyad Tzadik, ne'amar kan chamisha asar, v'ne'amar la'alan chamisha asar b'chag ha'matzot. Ma la'alan laila rishon chuvah mikan ve'elech v'shut, av kan laila rishon chuvah mikan ve'elech v'shut. How? That's the Suda de Makarachil. Elamai Yashlim Yashlim Mine Targima even. Obviously, if you want to see the whole other meal, we can. Tanyanami Yachim Yashlim Mine Targima Yatsa. Shola Patropa Shola Gripa Samelach is Rebbe Eliezer Kigona Nishani Oragile Chole Lesuda Achat Biyoma Shofa Suda Achat Viyapater Omar Lo Becho Yom Viyoma Ta Mamshich Kama Paparot Achot Atzmacha Achshav Yat Ta Mamshich Paparot Achat Lefot Chontcha Viyot Shalo Kigona Nish Yesh Li Shtei Nashim Achat Petveria Vachat Petzipori Viyesh Li Shtei Sukot Achat Petveria Vachat Petzipori Mao Sheitzei Misuka Lesuka Vipater Omar Lo Shani Omar Kala Yotzi Bisuka Lesuka Bato Mitzvata Shorishona Tanya Rebbe Eliezer, Aimer, Ein Yotzi Misuka Lesuka Veinosin Suka Becholo Shomoed V'Chachom Yomor Min Yotzi Misuka Lesuka Veosin Suka Becholo Shomoed V'Shavim She'im Nachla She'chozer U'bona Becholo Shomoed My time, Rebbe Eliezer, Makro Karka Suka Otaza V'Chaya Shivat Yamir Asei Suka Uruya L'Shiva V'Rabbana Nachi Kamar Rachman Asei Suka Bechak Shavim She'im Nachla She'chozer U'bona Ota Becholo Shomoed Pshita Ma Adotei Ma Yachriti Ein L'Shiva Kamash Maman Tani Rebbe Eliezer Omer Kishim Shein Adam Yotze Yedei Chovato Biyom Tov Rishon Shel Chag Bilul Avo Shel Chavero Dichtivu Lukachtem Lachem Biyom HaRishon Priyei Tzadar Kapot Marim Mi Shel Lachem Kach Hin Adam Yotze Yedei Chovato Besukato Shel Chavero Dichtiv Chag Asuko Tase Lecha Shivat Yomim Mi Shel Chag Vechachamim Omerim Af Al Pi Shabroi Adam Yotze Yedei Chovato Biyom Tov Rishon Bilul Avo Shel Chavero Yotze Yedei Chovato Besukato Shel Chavero Dichtiv Kol Ezrach Yisrael Yeshvu b'sukot, ma'amet shko Yisrael ru'uyim, le'yishev b'sukah achat. Rabbanan, ha'ilecha ma'idar shibe. Mi'boi le'en la'mehute gizula, avlo sh'ula aktiv, kol ezrach b'Yisrael. Rabbi Eliezer, ha'i kol ezrach ma'yavile, mi'boi le'ger sh'nitgayar b'natayim, or katan sh'nitgayar b'natayim, which of course, according to Rabbanan, came and shamlu osim sukah b'cholo sh'moeit, so what's the chiddush? I'm not sikro. Ten rabbanon, maaseh b'Rabbi Loi, shalach lagbil p'nei Rabbi Eliezer Rabbo b'lod b'regel. Amar lo, Eloi, ha! Imcha mishavte regel. Sh'Rabbi Eliezer omer, mishabeach ani et ha'atzlanim, she'en yotzi mibatayim b'regel. Tichtiv, v'samachta, ata uveitecha. Eini, v'am Rabbi Yitzchak, minayin shechayav adam lagbil p'nei Rabbo b'regel, sh'emar, madu at olechat elav ayom? Lo chodesh v'lo shabbat? Mechlal de b'chodesh v'shabbat b'chayiv v'nishlag b'lo yapay rapay? Lo kasha. Ha'adazer lo hati biyume? Tana Rabbana Maaseh, Rebbe Eliezer, Shashabat Begalila Yon, Besukato Shor Yochanan Barabi Eloi, Bekisari Vam Lepkisar Yun. Yiyah Chama Lesuka, Amalu, Mao Shefrosa Leasadim. Amalu, you know something, Yen Lecho Koshevet, Veshevet B'Yisrael, Shloh Ha'amid Mimenu Shofet. Yiyah Chama Lechatsi Asuka, Amalu, Mao Shefrosa Leasadim. Amalu, you know what, more? Yen Lecho Koshevet, Veshevet B'Yisrael, Shloh Ha'amid Mimenu Nevi'im. And Shevet Yudah Ben Yomin, Ha'amidu Melachim Ha'apin Nevi'im. Yil Cham Lamargalotav Shir Rebbe Eliezer Natal Yochanan Sadin Ufireis Aleha Hiv Shir Rebbe Eliezer Talitola Yachorav Yatsa Lo Mipneshif Ligo Bedvarim El Mipneshlo Amar Davar Shlo Shaman Bipira Bolo Olam Heich Yavid Achiv Amar Rebbe Eliezer Ein Yotzin Misuka Lesuka Regular avoy. Rama Rabbi Eliezer mishabeach ani et atzlanim shein yotzim mibat yam beregel. Shabbat avoy. V'tivshet lemididei detzant kaka halon. Rabbi Eliezer omer bezman shekashur v'talui pokekin bo. V'im lav ein pokekin bo. V'chachamim omrim ben kach uben kach pokekin. Ha'tamuhud mevatel. Avalacha, do lo mevatel. Maybe not.
Can we bring a